right back up here.
I know. One more.
Case number 12495, Carl and Maria Anderson seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Locust Street within the Woodland Heights subdivision. 911 address is 10116 Locust Street, Laurel. Zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 232, map 12.18, parcel 29.01. The applicant is requesting a 7.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage, and the staff did not receive any letters of support, opposition, or any mail returns.
Thank you.
Good evening again. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants Carl and Maria Anderson. They have requested a 7.9-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 15 feet in order to construct a proposed two-car attached garage. Both Maria and Carl Anderson are in attendance this evening on behalf of this application, and I will have Maria Anderson sworn in at the end to give her testimony. We've also submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Carl Anderson, Maria Anderson's husband, purchased the property, which is located at 10116 Locust Street, Laurel, Delaware, on October 2nd, 2008. Maria and Carl are both owners of record at this point. The property is improved with a single-family residential dwelling. It currently does not have an attached or even a detached garage. The Andersons seek to construct a two-car attached garage for their cars and for additional storage purposes. This property is unique. It's a rectangular lot. It's located in the Woodland Heights subdivision. It contains 15,050 square feet of land. Due to the location of the septic system on the property, there's no other location for any type of garage, whether it be attached or detached. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. A two-car garage is a reasonable addition to the property. Again, there's no other location on the property for the garage due to the location of the septic. Variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulties, nothing created by the Andersons. They had no control over the size of the lot, the placement of the house, or even the placement of the septic system. They're just simply seeking to construct a garage to store their cars and for other personal property. There are many other properties in that community that do have both attached or detached garages. A lot of the detached garages are set back in the rear yard, but again, due to the septic system, it's not feasible on this property. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, many of the properties in close proximity to the Andersons' property do have garages. And in addition, the garage will, in fact, enhance the Andersons' property and increase its value. So it'll enhance the community as well. Variance represents a minimum variance that will afford relief and represents lease modification possible the regulation in issue. They simply seek to construct an attached two-car garage to park their cars and for storage. At this point, I'd like to ask Maria Anderson to come to the podium and be sworn in.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Maria Anderson, 10116 Locust Street, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Maria.
Good evening.
Now, you have heard the representations that I made to the board this evening.
They are correct.
You do believe they are true, yes. Correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Is there any additional information that you would like to present to the board for their consideration of your variance request?
No.
Okay. For the reasons presented to the board this evening, we respectfully request that the board grant this variance request, and of course, we are available for any and all questions that the board may have.
Any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. Question for the county. We had a permit issued on this?
So they did apply for a permit.
Yes.
And initially, the setbacks were different than what they ended up being, and that's at least my recollection, but they did apply for a permit for.
There is a permit attached.
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Ms. Norwood, could you tell us?
They do have a permit.
Nothing has been constructed yet, correct?
Right. It's not unusual to get the permit and then discover that you're going to have an issue, and the permit's good for a year, so.
The garage was designed, and the contractor applied for and obtained the permit.
Yes.
And then found out after the fact that.
That zone and that we needed a 15 from the side instead of 10. And we contacted the surveyor a couple of times because he kept telling, the first survey he gave us was for 10, but then when we contacted the county, they told us it was 15. So that's where the confusion came in.
If you were going to add on a single-car garage instead of a double, would you be in compliance?
It would be harder because, well, my husband, the side of the house that it's going on, my husband has an SUV that, and mine is a single car, so the two-car garage is more accessible for us because of the space and the storage space that we need. It would be in compliance, but we wouldn't be able to use it the way we would want to, basically. We don't like to have things around. We like to keep it closed and confined. Yes.
Okay, so if we were a single-car garage, we would be in compliance?
If you, it says it's 32 feet wide, so if you were to cut that in half, I'm not a builder, but if you were to cut that in half, that would be 16 feet. So I would say most likely it would be in compliance. I think you are correct.
Thank you.
I see the sheds in the back, but what size are they? Are they permitted?
Yes, we have got permits for the sheds before when we put them there, but they're not in the ground. They're on bricks. They're just, and it's further back from wherever the septic is. It's not setting in that area, but we still got enough space between to stay in compliance with them.
Right, they're not within the rear and the side yard setback.
Yeah.
I thought the rear was 20.
The sheds are small enough, they could be 5 feet from the side mirror.
That was my question.
Yes, and they are permitted.
Thank you.
If I may, the septic system is in the backyard?
Yes, it takes up the whole entire, yes.
Any other questions?
And this was, I'm sorry, and this is, it looks like two lots brought together. It says lot 12, lot 13.
Yes.
That's correct.
I'm familiar with this area. I think it would be an addition to the neighborhood.
Mr. Sharp, do you have anything?
Thank you. Is there any HOA approval needed for this?
No.
Thank you. Have you spoken to your neighbors?
They approached us and asked us what was the holdup, and we told them that it's like we don't have a problem, and they just chose not to appear because they felt like they don't have an issue with it.
Well, your neighbor, so the neighbor that would be directly impacted?
He's I tried to get him. He's active military. He goes away through the weekends, and I guess this was his weekend away because I haven't seen him all weekend, so.
We tried to get a response from him, but she wasn't able to.
All righty. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you. Any other questions from members of the board? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12495 for Carl and Maria Anderson. Pending a final written decision based upon the record this evening. The property has unique physical conditions with a septic system there in the back. That'd be impossible to build a garage in another area of the lot. This variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Marvin, the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Oh, did I ask you already?
I'm pretty sure you did, but it's okay.
I think you seconded it.
Starling. Aye.
Thank you. And I vote yes. So 4-1, your application is approved.
Thank you.